Power in the Blood. The end of February 1996 was even more thrilling than the beginning had been. From 4 a.m. to 5:30 a.m. on February 28, the Lord was with me. He came to me and said,
"Chunam, I am your Lord."
He reached out and took my hand, and we were miraculously transported to the beautiful beach. He held my hand as we walked along the shore, and this time the Lord seemed eager to talk with me. It was as if He had a burning desire to share many things with me. We sat down on the sand near the edge of the ocean. As the waves ebbed and flowed in front of us, an amazing thing happened. The edge of the water turned to blood. A dark red foaming surf surged in front of us. It seemed as if the blood was filthy, and I asked, "Why is the blood so dirty?"
"It is my blood, Chunam,"
he said.
"It has washed away all the sins of my children."
I began to weep as I heard this statement. He had shed his blood for me, to cleanse me of all my sins. He who knew no sin became sin for me, so I could be clothed with the righteousness of God. The blood of the perfect Lamb of God had washed me clean and set me free. It is His blood that enables me to defeat the enemy in my life. The tears I cried came from a deep reservoir in my soul as I recognized with gratitude all that Jesus had done for me.
"Don't cry, my daughter,"
he said. He took my hand and off we flew once more. As I ascended with the Lord, I knew He was going to reveal more truth to me. I was filled with eager anticipation.
"We're going to heaven,"
he stated. My transformed body was devoid of physical sensation as we lifted from the beach. The sensation of flying in my transformed body does not make me feel lightheaded or dizzy, because my transformed body does not react like my earthly one would in similar circumstances.